Claire Phillips in for Rachel Sloane. 7:25 is the time now, and it's time for our thought for the day this morning. We welcome to the studio Martin Spesigu, who is a follower of Sri Chinmoy. Good morning, Martin.
Hello, good morning, Claire. About 15 years ago, when in India, I became the English uncle to a charmer of a schoolgirl. A few days ago, out of the blue, her parents came to London before they finally retire. The father was in the military and the mother an English teacher. We spent some time together and talked about her daughter's two boys, how they were getting on and so forth. Virtually all Hindu children have their horoscopes cast at birth, and my niece's boys were no exception. It seems already that certain of their horoscope truths have come about. Astrology can bring mixed reactions from people, from a wry smile to a regular look at the papers to see what's in store from the stars. I have to admit that it's not to everyone I would tell of my annual purchase of Old Moore's Almanac. Of astrology, the Buddha says, in line with his philosophy of spiritual self-sufficiency, those that get a living by calculation of the stars should be avoided. My spiritual hero, Vivekananda, the 19th century Hindu monk and yogi, is even more to the point. In his pithy way, he says that astrology is the sign of a weak mind. If it is becoming predominant in our minds, we should see a physician, take good food, and rest. Well, these horoscopes are not meant to emphasize our fate, but to reflect the results of our good or bad past deeds and their probable future results. The yogi and spiritual master Paramahansa Yogananda takes matters a step further. He says we possess spiritual resources that are not subject to the planets. Whatever we have done in the past, we can undo through prayer, meditation, and willpower, and thus the results of our past misdeeds can be minimized or nullified. Here's a short poem by Sri Chinmoy. Be wise. If you cannot illumine your past misdeeds, then completely forget them, for they are worse than useless. Goodbye.
Thank you very much indeed, Martin. Not sure what Russell Grant would have made of your... Oh, so you say you brought an Old Moore's Almanac this year, have you?
Yes, each January I get one and just see how things are going. I usually forget to go back to it and see what happens.
I was going to say, do you ever go back to it and see what happens?
Lose it, I'm afraid.
I'm sure that's not the idea. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. If you thought...